We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettie, along with Charlie Long in studio. And we talked about the new kickoff rule, and the kickoff will start as it normally has at the 35-yard line. And so that part stays the same. What has changed is, if you've watched the XFL, they'll line up the 10 players at the receiving team's 40-yard line. The 10 players lined up all straight in a row. 5 yards beyond that at the 35 is where the receiving team lines up. So you got to have a minimum of 9 there up front on that receiving team in that straight line. The ball has to cross that 20-yard line and be in the zone where you can catch it in that target area. And you cannot move until that ball touches someone. And so either it hits someone or it's caught. And so that's the big change with the rules, in that you're lined up at the receiving team's 40-yard line. And the receiving team is lined up at the 35-yard line, 5 yards away. But you can't get a running start. You got to start from there. And it's kicked off. And basically no fair catch unless it's into the end zone. Because if you do make the fair catch, then it's put at the 20-yard line. But if it's kicked out of the end zone, then it goes to the 35-yard line.
It disincentivizes touchbacks. Which I think is actually pretty good. I think you want – the touchback is such a boring, you know, play in football.
Man, I love the kickoff game. I think that has been taken away, and you're going to have to get used to this, okay, because visually when you first see it, when I first saw it in the XFL, I was like, man, that doesn't look right. But it is what it is, and I think – now the strategy is, who you going to get to return it? Because if you're in a straight line running, okay, it's like a wave. Once you can get past that first wave, man, you gone pecan.
And then there's one other thing that I want to add here. NFL Stats has a good rundown of it, and I'll just read it out because it's effectively what you said, Mike. It's just kind of step by step. But one of the big question marks was, what happens with the onside kicks with this new rule?
And that's changed.
You have to announce it now. But I think as of now, I think it's actually the same way. Like, it's the same as it is now, but they just have to announce it ahead of time. But as far as the regular kickoffs, as you mentioned, Mike, the kicking team, other than the kicker, this is via NFL Stats on Twitter, cannot move until the ball hits the ground or player in the landing zone or the end zone. The landing zone, as you mentioned, is the 20-yard line to the goal line.
And beyond, yeah.
And then the end zone is the end zone. So moving on from that.
And if it's kicked out of bounds, too, because we had somebody text me about this. What if it goes out of bounds? Then you get it at the 40.
Right. All players on the receiving team in the setup zone cannot move until the kick has hit the ground or the player in the landing zone. And any kick that hits in the landing zone must be returned. Once again, we've talked about how it's disincentivizing touchbacks because it's just kind of a boring play. I think that's actually really fun. And then moving on, any kick that hits before the landing zone is a touchback to the 40. So, I mean, that's never going to happen. Like, teams are going to be so... You know,
man, my thing is, I'm going to kick it and make sure I get it around the 10-yard line.
Exactly. And then if a kick hits the landing zone, rolls into the end zone, and isn't downed, it's a touchback to the 20. So that's also
interesting. So you don't want that.
Yes.
That's sort of worst-case scenario.
And then if a kick lands in the end zone or goes out of the back, as you mentioned, Mike, it's a touchback to the 35. So it's the new rules. It's going to be pretty interesting to see how it works out.
And everything new I think it gets a little bit, you got to have to get used to. But I think they want that big playability. I talked to Carl Johnson about this, and, you know, one of the things, and he was formerly the head of NFL officiating, and he was like, one of the things we had to revamp the rules, there were so many violent hits on these kickoffs and guys getting hurt that he sort of said, you know, they're going to eventually have to change this some kind of way. Now, he didn't envision they would take the XFL rules, and that's basically what they did with it. They basically took that. So the big change you'll see is the kickoff starts as it normally has at the 35.
Yes.
But then if you're kicking it, you are lined up in a straight line at the 40 of the receiving team, and 5 yards away is the receiving line, and you have to have a minimum of 9 up on that line.
And for the kickoff teams, the kicker cannot hit it out of the end zone.
Cannot.
Or else it gets all the way put up to the 35. Just think about that for a second, Mike. A kick out of the end zone, the touchback goes all the way to the 35-yard line. With today's like kickers, place kickers, you don't need much to score points.
Man, my thing is, okay, hardhead, do not kick that ball out of the back of the end zone, but pop it up in the air and try to get it around the 10-yard line. That, you know, in between the 5 and the 10-yard line. These guys are so precise today. It will take a little bit of getting used to, but I think people are going to like it. Once you get settled with it, I think you're going to see another element. And the one thing I'll give the Saints, where they've always been on top of things, special teams.
Yep.
With Darren Rizzi.
Awesome.
And
yeah,
he is the guy that kind of helped orchestrate what you are going to see today.
The one thing you're missing with this new rule is that you're not going to see those exciting like 102, 107-yard kickoff returns. But at the same time, you're going to see more return kicks.
Yeah.
Like there's no incentive for a touchback in this new rule.
Okay, and somebody asked about the onside kick. We had went through it, but what you could do, you lined up as you normally would do. But you got to declare you're going to go for an onside kick. So it's not this new rule with the kickoff.
No more ambush.
No more ambush. That's history. Now, this is for a one-year trial. This has not been set in stone for 10 years, a permanent rule, but it's a one-year deal. So an onside kick, you have to declare it, and you would do it like you normally would kick an onside kick at the 35, having to go to 10 yards. So that particular part is the same, other than the fact I got to declare I'm doing it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.